welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
And the Lord started ministering to me that in 2015, signs and wonders would take place in the body of Christ more than we have ever experienced before. I am personally expecting that in 2015, I will see more miracles in my life than I have seen all throughout my Christian life. May you see signs and see wonders. Tonight, my message is, why criest thou unto me? Why are you crying to me? Why criest thou unto me? Why criest thou unto me? Give me first of all a scripture in the book of Exodus chapter 14 and the verse number 15. And let me see if I can do something with that. Exodus chapter 14 and the verse number 15. Oh, glory to God. The background to this story is that the people of Israel had left the land of Egypt and they were moving towards the promised land. After Pharaoh and his people had expelled them from the land of Egypt. And the Bible said, while they were on their way, Pharaoh gathered all these chariots and horsemen and began to pursue them. And they started running. The Bible said the people of Israel were so desperate and they started complaining to Moses. They said, Moses, were there no graves in Egypt that you have brought us out into this wilderness to die? You should have left us in the land of Egypt and allowed us to die in Egypt. The Bible said the people began to cry. They were wailing. They were complaining. And then, while they were crying, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may go forward. Verse number 16. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. He said, why are you crying? You have a rod in your hand. You are not supposed to stand here crying. You have a rod in your hand. And tonight God is asking somebody, why are you complaining? Why are you crying? Why are you frustrated? Why are you looking miserable? Why do you want to commit suicide? Why have you given up in life? Why have you resigned and retired? I said to somebody, you have an answer in your hand. Earlier on, God had met this man Moses. And he asked him, Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. God said, put it down. He put it down and became a serpent. God said, take it up. He took it again and it became a stick. And God said to Moses, in Exodus chapter number 4, give me the verse number 17. I can start from verse 15 thereabout. Moses is speaking to God, and when God is talking to Moses, Moses is bringing up all these complaints and saying, I cannot speak, I am quiet, I can't speak, I'm not eloquent, etc. And God said, you know what, your brother, go to verse number 14, he said, your brother Aaron, the anger of the Lord was kindled against him, and he said, it's not Aaron, the Levite, your brother. I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you will do. The verse number 16, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be unto you in the stead of a mouth, and thou shalt be unto him in the stead of God. Verse number 17, and thou shalt take this rod in your hand, wherewith you will do signs and wonders. When you are going, you have the capacity to speak. But take this rod, and with this rod, you will work signs and wonders. Give me verse 20 of Exodus 4. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. At first, it was Moses' rod. Now, that rod is called the rod of God. Now, with the rod of God in his hand, he went to Egypt, miracle upon miracle. One day, he lifted up his rod. Darkness fell on Egypt for 3 days. That rod was so powerful in the hands of the man of God. And now, the man of God and his people are standing in front of the Red Sea. The Egyptians are coming. Moses has forgotten that he has a rod. The people of God have ignored the rod. All they are doing is they are crying. They are looking at the armies of the enemy. They are exhausted. They are frustrated. They are thirsty. They are confused. And while they are crying, God said, Moses, why are you guys crying unto me when I have given the answer into your hand? The answer is in the rod. Lift up that rod and stretch it over the sea, and the sea shall divide. I'm saying to somebody here, you know what? You have too much power to be crying. Too much anointing to be crying. You have too much grace to be crying. You have too much of the word of God in your life to sit down and be crying and complaining. Come on, clap your hands and shout like your voice is yours. Praise God. Why? Why criest thou unto me? Why are you crying? I've given you the power. And it's in the rod. Why are you crying? Why are you standing there screaming like you are helpless people? Why criest thou unto me when that rod is in your hand? Many times in the life of God's people, we cry when we have the answer with us. There is no need in your life that has no solution. Anything that is going on in your life, come on, somebody lift up your hand and say, I have the power to deal with it. Come on, shout, I have the power to deal with it. Anything that is going on in your life right now, you have the power to deal with it. The crying is unnecessary. The crying is unwarranted. Can I add this? The crying is criminal. It is an indictment on the integrity of God for you to be crying. It is a betrayal of the power within you for you to be crying. You have no reason to ignore what is in you and cry. You can imagine this stuff is with Moses. The people are crying. They are talking about stoning him. Everybody's complaining. They are looking at Moses and they are not seeing the rod. Many of us, sometimes when we are in need and in crisis, we forget the name of Jesus. We forget the word of God. We forget the anointing. We forget that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We forget. But God says, stretch forth the rod. But if you look at that rod looks like nothing. A stick. How can a stick open the Red Sea? But the Bible said when he stretched forth the rod, the Bible said the Lord released a wind, and the wind parted the sea and dried up the ground, and the people walked over it. You have a rod of Almighty God in your hand, but that rod sometimes looks like nothing. The rod looks ordinary. The rod looks like it will not work, and yet that rod is powerful. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians 1, from the verse number 25, the Bible said something about God. He said, but the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Sometimes you look at the rod and it looks foolish. There are times a preacher can be preaching and take a handkerchief and lay it on you and you think it is nothing. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if a fetish priest or a madman puts his shoe on you, you will go and bathe in the sea to cleanse yourself, because you will believe that something has come upon you because of a fetish priest or a madman's shoe. It is the same way when a man of God's rod, when a man of God's staff, when a man of God's towel, when a man of God's handkerchief comes upon you, it carries a certain anointing and God's power has rubbed up on it. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that even the word that I speak tonight will bring you healing, that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. Why are you and the people crying unto me. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth the staff. But ladies and gentlemen, it is foolishness to take a staff and stretch it over the sea and say it will open. Everybody will laugh at you. But Moses did it. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to bring to naught. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, and the weak things of the world has God chosen. Yea, the things that are despised and the things that are not has God chosen, that he may bring to naught the things that are. The Bible said he did this because you see your calling. How that not many wise, not many mighty, and not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world. Look at you and me. We don't qualify. We don't look like we are the ones God should have called. The methods we use, they don't look like the methods God should have used. But God has chosen them. So that no flesh will glory in his presence. The people were crying, screaming. God said, why are you crying? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a season of signs and wonders. There is power within you. There is something around you God can use as a point of contact to bring your healing. There is a man or a woman God can use to release an anointing upon your life. There is a song you can sing and your healing will be brought. There is a verse of scripture you can quote and you receive your healing. Why are you crying unto me? Why are you saying I'm desperate? Why are you saying it is lost? Why are you saying I'm dead? You are not dead. I see hope for you. There is something in your hand. There is a rod in your hand. If you can take hold of that rod, you will receive your deliverance. I see many people in the Bible and many instances where the people are crying when there's solution. Remember in Exodus 15, when they got to the waters of Marah, the Bible said these waters were bitter. The people drank the water and they said, the water is bitter. We cannot drink. The Bible said, and while they were complaining and everybody was grumbling, God showed Moses a certain tree and he said, cut a part of that tree and throw it into that water. And he cut the part of the tree, threw it into the water. And the Bible said the water became sweet and the people drank it. But you know what? They stood there crying, but they didn't know that the power was in the tree. Your solution is somewhere. There is something around you. There is an instruction you can obey and your healing will be made manifest. I pray that God will show you what to do. In this hour, God will show you what to do. One day the children of Israel had a battle to fight in Exodus chapter 17. My Bible tells me that Moses told Joshua. He said, Joshua, this war, we are going to win it. And I'm sure Joshua said, Master, are you going to hire the Hittite army and the Egyptians to come and fight for us? He said, Joshua, you go and fight the people. I am going to stand on the mountain top with the rod of God in my hand. And anytime he lifted up the rod, the people of God began to win. Tonight, I lift up my hand over you. May your hand which is lifted be like the rod of God that is lifted. I see a standard is raised. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. As you lift up your hand today, may you be lifted up and may all your enemies come down. May God arise. May your enemies be cast down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, scream a yes and praise God. Lift up that hand. And the Bible said, as long as Moses lifted up his hand, the people of God continued winning the war. Because you know what? The power of God was at work. One day, the sons of the prophets, in 2 Kings chapter 6, they were felling wood with a man, Elisha. And the Bible said, while they were felling the wood, somebody had borrowed an axe head. And when he attempted cutting a stubborn tree, bah! The axe broke and the axe head fell into the water. And the man screamed, he said, "Alas, master!" For it was borrowed. What he's saying is that mewu adieni meku free. I'm dead. The man of God said, "Why are you crying? Why are you so frustrated?" He cut the piece of a stick somewhere, threw it into the water, and the axe head began to float and swam towards the man of God. I'm asking somebody, why are you thinking about committing suicide? Why are you saying you are dead? Because you are owing. Because you have borrowed and you have not returned it. Today, that stick that the man of God cut and put on the water, we don't know what stick it was, but the stick was a symbol. It was a token. It represented the grace of God. It represented the power of God. He put it on the water and the axe head floated. Your finances will float. They will stop sinking. As we lift up our hands unto Almighty God, may the power of God be introduced in your situation. May a miracle take place in your life. And as the prophet Elisha stood at the gate of Samaria and said, "Tomorrow about this time, I prophesy on your life. Tomorrow about this time, 2015, by this time, may you come out of every indebtedness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Can I hear you scream like your voice is yours and praise? Why are you crying? When this stick is there and you can break it and throw it on the water and the axe head will float. One day the people of God were eating some food. In 2 Kings, this time chapter 4. They were eating some food and the Bible said the food they were eating, somebody had gone out and had gathered some wild gourds, vegetables, with some colocynth. And brought them with the poisons and shredded them into the food. When they were eating, somebody cried and said, "Master, there is death in the pot." In other words, Yehu, the man of God took some flour, put it in the pot, and said, "Serve the people, let them eat." And flour neutralized poison. I pray. Now, this flour was simple flour. But when God touched it, it carried chemical powers, supernatural powers to neutralize poison. I see you. When you are sick, even drinking water will bring you healing. I see you when you are sick. Anointing yourself with oil will bring your healing. I see you when you are sick. You will only lift up your hand and your healing will come. I see you when you are down and out and it looks like you can never rise. You will only shout and every wall of Jericho will come down and the foundations of darkness will shift and shake and the devil will let you go. Come on, scream like you want some freedom. Tonight, if only you can put your hand on your head, you will be blessed for the next 30 years. Continuous and constant blessing over the next 30 years that will extend into the rest of the days of your life. As your hand is upon your head tonight, I pronounce you blessed by the message of God and the grace of God. Come on, scream like your voice is yours and thank you. Why are you crying unto me? And most of the time, we are crying and saying, "God, do this. God, do this. Lord, do this. God, do this." God said, "I cannot do anything because I have given you the rod. The only thing I can do is give you a rod. I have given you the rod. You've kept the rod and you are crying. What should I do with you again? Oh, Lord, help me, help me." He said, "I've given you a pastor. I have put my word in my pastor's mouth. The pastor is speaking. You say you won't listen. You are still crying. What should I do with you again?" Some of you are crying, cry, God will never hear. Because you know what? You have ignored his solution. They took flour, put it in the poison food, and the poison was neutralized. One day, Elisha was walking about somewhere, and the elders of the city of Jericho, they came to him, they said, "Prophet Elisha, The situation of this land is good. The land is a very good place. The people are very nice. But the water is not. And the ground is barren. They began to cry. He said, why are you crying? Go and bring me a new cruse and put salt in it and bring it to me. And the man of God took the salt and took the new cruse, put the salt in it, and he began to sprinkle it on the water. And he says, the waters of Jericho, they are healed. And the Bible said, all the waters of Jericho are healed. Why are you crying? Why are you saying your spirit is bitter? Your spirit is angry. And you are saying you can never recover. May the salt of the word of God be thrown into your spirit. As I speak tonight, the word of God is coming to your spirit and into your soul and into your mind. I see healing in your mind. I see healing in your body. I see healing in your spirit. May you be sanctified, spirit, soul, and body. I see the power of God come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the cleansing power of the salt of the word of God, I decree your healing. I declare your wholeness. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God Almighty. Come on, receive it with a shout like your voice is yours. Pray. Why are you crying unto me? Listen, this year, 2015, reduce the crying and use the answer. I am giving you the answer. The answer is in my rod. Why have you ignored the staff? And you are crying. And Jesus called his disciples and said, go preach the gospel to every creature. In my name, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. But look at us. We have ignored the name, and we are crying. Any believer who is crying out unto God, but has not used the name of Jesus, Jesus is not answering your prayer. He is reminding you about the name you have ignored. Why have you ignored the name, and you are crying? In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And new tongues in the Greek is kainos glossa. In my name, they shall speak with kainos glossa. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. In my name. In my name. In my name. Moses had the rod. You have the name of Jesus. Elisha had salt. You have the name of Jesus. Elijah had a mantle. You have the name of Jesus. In my name shall they cast out devils. Any devil, any demon, any principality, any power, anything the devil has released against you. In my name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. We subdue it in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Come on, scream a yes and pray. In my name shall they cast out them. They will speak with new tongues. Pick up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick in my name, and the sick shall recover. Why are you crying unto me? Oh Lord, look at my tears. Say, why are you crying? Why cry? Why are you crying unto me? When you have the answer. He said, Moses, I told you, I have made you like a god to Aaron. I can't believe you, Moses, of all people. You are standing here crying. Listen, crying is for children. Action is for men. Crying is for what? Children. Action is for men. You have outgrown where you are now in life completely. I am broke. I am broke. I am broke. Pray over that money, it will multiply. One day, 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes. Andrew came and told Jesus, there is a little boy here with 5 loaves of bread, but what are they among so many? He said, look at him. Bring me the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I am not a sissy like you are. Bring them to me. They brought him to me. He said, now see how men respond to lack. Lifted up the bread and gave thanks and blessed the bread. He said, give it to the people to eat. Over 15,000 people. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. That is how all the resources in your hand, they are multiplying tonight. From today, your coffers, your environment will never be dry. Any hand you have lifted tonight, may this hand never beg. May this hand never lack. I like it when Abraham said, I have lifted up my hand to the Most High God. That you will not say, you have made Abraham rich. From today, no man will say they have made you rich. No employer will say they have made you rich. No father or mother of yours will say they have made you rich. No government will say they have made you rich. Receive the capacity to receive your own blessing from heaven. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and comes from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor any shadow of turning. As you lift up your hand, receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are about to enter 2015. It is the year of signs and wonders. I see you working miracles. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. Receive it tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mantal Kamaso Kebrenda Tata. And on that note, as we are getting ready to step into 2015, we declare the year of signs and wonders. I want you to pray for 5 minutes. As you enter 2015, it is my year of signs and wonders. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, signs and wonders and miracles. Come on, somebody, start praying. Start praying. Enter the year 2015 by signs and wonders. Papa, come and pray.
I am not a prophet.
Exodus 14:15. Wherefore criest thou unto me? This is the way you are entering 2015. Why are you crying unto me? When I have put a word in your mouth, which you can speak, and even the devil must obey. Wherefore, why are you crying? Why are you complaining? Why are you saying, God, if you want to do this, God, your will be done. He said, why are you talking about my will? You know what you want. What things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Why are you crying? Why? Why sitting there like a sissy? Cry. You are not weak. You are strong. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He said, why are you sitting there like a weak person? Let the weak shout, I am strong. He said, the way I have wired you and designed you, you are not designed to cry. Isaiah told the people, if you think you can scare me, you are lying. I and my sons, we are for signs and we are for wonders in the land of Israel. You are a sign. You are a wonder. Come on, lift up your hand and say, I'm a sign. And show that I'm a wonder. I am a sign. I am a wonder. May people see you and open their mouth. Because you are a sign. Come on, shout like you are a sign. Scream like you are a sign. Scream. I am a wonder. Why are you crying? Why criest thou unto me? One day some people, oh, pastor, you have no idea. They are just persecuting me. Witches and wizards, they are all against me. They want to kill me. They are threatening my life. Maya kahatatata. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Father, look at the way they are threatening me. Look at the way they hate me. Look at the way they don't like me. Look at the way they want to stop me. Look at the magicians and the juju people and the malams. Look at the way everybody, they want to eat my flesh with their teeth. Lord, behold their threat. Look at it, Lord. Anything I build, they pull it down. Look at it, Lord. They just broke down my kiosk. Look at it, Lord. They just sacked me from the job. Father, look at the way they are lying against me. Look at the rumors they are spreading about me. Lord, look at it. My last money, they took it from me. Father, look at witches and wizards on the trees. And I'm the one they're just talking about. They just want to eat my flesh. They just want to destroy me. Lord, behold their threatenings. Behold their threatenings. Behold their threatenings. Look at the way they are threatening me. I can't even sleep. I've lost appetite. Look at the way they've made me lean. Look at the way I can count my ribs. Lord! Behold, they are threatened. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching forth thine hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Oh God of signs and wonders. Oh God of signs and wonders. Oh God of signs and wonders. They have troubled us for too many years. They have troubled us for too many weeks. Let the God of signs and wonders arise. Oh God of signs and wonders. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking. When they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with all boldness. Now lift up your hand and pray. Pray that earthquake generated prayer. Lord, signs and wonders. Somebody come and pray. Stretch forth your hand to me, and that signs and wonders will be done. At the name of your son Jesus. Come on, somebody pray. Come on, pray. Speak to God. Yakabasi yata. Hey, sabarinda tata. Kene da bara da bara bara. Come on, somebody talk to God. Kalamasi yakabahata. Sande zozi yata kabahata. Nemparinga zozi yata. Nabaru kaburinga zozi yata. In the name of Jesus, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, and miracles. Receive. Come on, lift up your hand. Say this after me, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Stretch forth thy hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done by the name of your holy child Jesus of Nazareth. And these signs shall follow me because I believe in your name. I will cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. Take up serpents. If I drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. I will lay my hands on the sick. They shall recover. In the name of Jesus, I am for signs and for wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands. They mean a life which does not tolerate impossibility. For with God, all things are possible. Why are you crying unto me? One day they went to Jesus, they said, sir, the wine is finished. If you are in a party and they come and tell you wine is finished, what will you do? I like Mary. She said, anything he tells you to do, do it. The man of God said, fill the water pots with water. Do you notice in the life of Jesus, he has never complained? No, no complaints. No need ever came near Jesus and he shouted, "Amen." They wanted tax. He said, take a fishing hook. Go and catch a fish. Jesus Christ embarrassed every practitioner of faith. The man born in the manger, his star was in the heaven. Listen, it doesn't matter where they have hidden you. I see your star in the heaven.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 +233 267 6055 +233 267 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com